Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School student and Riverside resident Peyton Hart, who has been nominated by Senator Chuck Grassley for appointment to the United States Military Academy at West Point.
Why did you apply for this nomination?
I want to become a military epidemiologist and virologist. I'm working as a research doctor with the Army, and going to the military academy provides an opportunity to advance farther in the career faster, because upon graduating, I would become a commissioned officer as a second lieutenant in the United States Army.
If you could explain more about being an epidemiologist, what you hope to be doing in that line of work.
Working as an epidemiologist for the Army, I would hope to work at the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, which is outside of D.C. At USIMRID, they do research on level 4 biocontainment viruses such as Ebola and Zika, as well as flu, and teams are dispatched from there to work with academics along with the CDC.
I'm curious how you became interested in this line of work.
I originally read about infectious diseases through Richard Preston's novels, which deal with Ebola and smallpox, after my biology teacher recommended them freshman year. And then I started diving into what really a virologist and epidemiologist do, and they also have the opportunity to work with big viruses like Ebola and smallpox that produce epidemics, as well as small flu-like viruses and things like that with public health.
And how did it feel to find out that you were nominated for West Point?
I was not expecting it, and I was thrilled when I received the email confirming my nomination. And I was excited to continue the journey, because a nomination is only the first step. You also have to get an appointment from the academy itself, which is the official offer of admission.
What qualifications did you need when you were applying for the nomination from the senator in the first place?
They have an application that you have to fill out, and you talk about your leadership positions in school clubs and outside of school, your athletic participation, as well as high academic requirements.
You say your career goals are kind of to be a physician and a research doctor. Why is this sort of work important to you?
I've had several family members who have gone through cancer treatments, and I became fascinated with the line of medicine through that, and I wanted to become a doctor after that ordeal. And then I found out about research through virology and epidemiology, and I became really fascinated with the protocols and the process that researchers, as well as people who are dispatched to sites of outbreaks, and what that whole process goes through. And so I really became fascinated with that after reading about past outbreaks and how they have been controlled through doctors working in labs, as well as people who have been sent out to the sites themselves.
What activities are you a part of, you know, extracurricular and otherwise?
I am on the girls basketball team as well as the track team. I am also a student leader of Compassion Club, which is a service and missions oriented club. I am also an officer in our FFA club.
What else do you like to do in your free time when you have it?
I take dance classes in Kelowna, as well as I'm a part of the Kelowna Classics 4-H Club.
When do you expect to hear anything back from West Point?
Right now, I am continuing the process on the West Point end and getting all of the information and finishing the application. And the final offers of appointment are sent out in May, or my apologies, March. The final offers of admissions, which are appointments, are sent in March.
If you were appointed, offered the opportunity to study at West Point, what else of that experience there are you interested in?
Because it is a military academy, they do offer summer training. Some are mandatory, and then there are others that are optional. So one interesting thing that you have the opportunity to be is, even if I want to go into the medical field, that is after graduating West Point. So at West Point, I will be trained as in like the realm of like combat, an officer in combat. So I would have the opportunity to get training to be airborne certified, as well as the opportunity to attend different trainings for different badges, which is a really exciting opportunity that you get while also being in college.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with IMS student Peyton Hart. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.